2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, December 1st. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 48 degrees.
Nice driving right now. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. Police are investigating multiple hidden cameras in bathrooms at the University of Utah.
Staff at the Student Life Center called police yesterday after someone found a camera taped to a bathroom sink. Police responded and found another one and tape that could have held a third, all in separate bathrooms.
We are very outraged as a university, as a police department, about this crime.
Captain Brian Lorkey with the U of U's Department of Public Safety says after gathering evidence, they arrested 32-year-old Frederick Weitz III on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud, saying he used another person's student ID card to get into the facility. Police are now trying to identify victims and are asking anyone who could be a victim, or if you just see something suspicious, to call them.
We will not stand for any predatory means upon our students.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Patrons of the Life Center are reacting to the cameras that were found in the bathrooms. Brielle Hall is one of many gym-goers shocked by the news today.
Definitely makes me feel pretty uncomfortable knowing that there are some cameras. And I just wonder how long that's been there. And, like, I mean, if someone, like, put them in the bathrooms here, I wonder if they've checked everywhere else.
Again, the Student Life Center has checked other restrooms, locker rooms, found no other cameras, but they will keep looking just in case. Police and other campus employees are also keeping an eye out. An 11-year-old girl died in an auto pedestrian accident yesterday in Salt Lake City. Detective Ben Nielsen tells KSL it appears the driver was turning from 13th South onto 21st East when his pickup truck hit the victim.
We believe that they were in the crosswalk when this happened. Driver's on scene. He is complying. He's cooperating with the investigation.
Investigators say it's unclear exactly what happened. So far, they've not released any information about the victim. We will go in-depth with Salt Lake Police during the KSL In-Depth. A new poll sheds light on whether or not negative campaigning influenced the Utah Senate race between Mike Lee and Evan McMullen. A Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows almost half of Utah voters say attack ads had no impact on who they supported in the midterms. Almost a quarter say the negative ads made them want to vote for neither candidate. Our top national story this hour, the White House is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron today during an official state visit. Macron and President Biden discussed a wide range of topics like the war in Ukraine and the global economy.
It's wonderful to have him here. We've had a great conversations and always appreciate the opportunity to share ideas with you, Mr. President.
The president also took time to address domestic policy, saying that there are glitches in his clean energy law. The president says there are tweaks that the U.S. can make to improve the legislation. Congressional leaders are scrambling to work up a funding bill to get them through next year. Current government funding is set to run out on December 16th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if they can't come to an agreement, they'll implement a year-long continuing resolution. Pelosi says that's not ideal.
We have said again and again that we want to do that in a bipartisan way. We think that would be the appropriate way to go. Right now, we do have to, though, get to a place on the omnibus because it takes time to do.
Some experts say funding a continual resolution could change funding that's already in place for programs like the military. The House did successfully negotiate a deal for railway workers to avoid a potential strike. The deal would give workers 7 days of sick leave, among other measures. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if they didn't get this deal into place, hundreds of thousands of jobs and $2 billion a day could have been at stake. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The U.S. Navy confirms it's investigating how two ships got much too close for comfort in San Diego Bay this week.
In radio transmissions posted by San Diego Webcam, you can hear the two ships communicating, taking evasive measures to avoid slamming into one another.
Warship 49, we're coming to port to avoid you.
The two Navy warships were going nearly head-on before they veered away and avoided hitting. It happened in a narrow section of a channel in San Diego. A Navy official telling ABC News they got closer than they should have, but that they communicated well and got out of it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
People in Hawaii are asking if anything can be done to stop or divert the flow of lava as molten rock from the Mauna Loa volcano inches toward a highway on the Big Island. People have tried to have tried rock wall berms and other barriers to divert the flows, but whether it can be successfully done depends on force of the lava flow and the terrain. In his first network interview since cryptocurrency giant FTX and trading firm Alameda Research filed for bankruptcy, embattled former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried told ABC News that he was ultimately responsible for the downfall of both companies.
Some part of it was just literal distraction. I really should have spent some time each day taking a step back and saying, what are the most important things here, right? And like, how do I have oversight of those and make sure that I'm not losing track of those? And frankly, I did a pretty incomplete job at that.
Bankman-Fried spoke to ABC's George Stephanopoulos and denies knowing that there was any improper use of customers' funds. Coming up on KSL, Chinese protesters getting around state censorship and a look at your noontime drive.
Traffic is moving along well on the freeways along the Wasatch Front. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more. Start each day here for the fastest information. And keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this hour. Police are investigating multiple hidden cameras in the bathrooms at the University of Utah. KSL News Time, 12:07. Word of anti-lockdown protests in China spread on domestic social media for a short period over the weekend, thanks to a rare pause in the cat-and-mouse game that goes on between millions of Chinese internet users and the country's censorship program. Videos of or calls to protest are usually deleted immediately, but at moments of overwhelming public anger, experts say that the complex, multi-layered system struggles to keep up. As the world mourns the loss of Fleetwood Mac singer and songwriter Christine McVie, her singing sister, is speaking out.
Stevie Nicks gutted by the death of her Fleetwood Mac mate Christine McVie. In a post on Instagram, Nicks calls McVie her best friend in the world since the day they met in 1975, also sharing that she didn't know McVie was sick until last Saturday, and she wanted to get to London but was told to wait. She closes with, "See you on the other side, my love." Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970 and was one of the singing and songwriting forces that propelled them to stardom. She died Wednesday after a short illness at the age of 79. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A 10-year-old Florida girl is getting some serious street cred after fighting off a shark. Jasmine Carney told police the shark came right at her, so she kicked it away. She was flown to a children's hospital with a severe injury to her foot. Carney spoke with 7 News Miami from her hospital bed.
Something grabbed me, so I'm like, "Don't you touch me!"
It looked pretty big, and it was gray. It hurt, so I'm like, "Kick it, run away."
her surgeon says that she was very positive from the get-go. KSL News Time, 12:09, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Triple Rewards for Mountain America. Good afternoon, Len Thomas.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, drivers are sailing along in the gusty winds heading over the summit at Parley's Canyon down to the mouth of the canyon there into the Salt Lake Valley in good shape. All the freeways looking pretty good right now. We do have a lane closure at southbound Provo Canyon at SR-92, the turnoff to Sundance at the left shoulder. Celebrate the season with the Mountain America Rewards Credit Card. Earn triple points on every Rewards Credit Card purchase now through December 31st, 2022. On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's cloudy and windy ahead of the next system. Expect highs today in the upper 40s. Winds will get stronger through the evening hours and then calmer tonight as the snow settles in. We'll see highs on Friday only at 37 degrees with snow showers in the morning, but that clears out for the afternoon. Another storm moves in on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy and 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, learning more details today about a fatal auto pedestrian crash involving a young girl. We'll go in depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. ED can have an impact on the man, the significant other, even overall happiness. Backed by over 50 clinical studies, our technology repairs blood vessels, improves circulation, and restores spontaneity, all without a pill. The best part of my job is talking to patients and hearing how their relationship has transformed because of our technology. If you're ready to treat the root cause problem of your ED and throw those pills away, call us right now and you'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound at no charge. You'll also get a gift shown to produce immediate results to intimacy, plus free testosterone. You're going to love this. This is worth hundreds of dollars and it's free to callers right now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 801-901-8000.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a suspect is in custody after hidden cameras were found in bathrooms at the University of Utah. Campus police are trying to identify any victims and are urging people to come forward if they see something suspicious. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, service members who use the insurance company TRICARE may have trouble filling their prescriptions at some pharmacies during the new year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
The freeways and byways moving along nicely. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Winds get stronger this evening and then snow develops overnight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 48 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fresh from their one-on-one meetings, President Biden and France's President Emmanuel Macron held a joint news conference at the White House. Both say they're in lockstep on issues like Iran and supporting Ukraine from Russia's ongoing aggression. The president also, when asked if he would meet with Russia's leader.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
It is the first state visit since President Biden took office, hosting France and renewing ties after recent tensions. Macron and Biden say both countries share the same values. Tonight, the president and first lady will host their first state dinner. Senate lawmakers could vote on a measure as early as today that would block union rail workers from walking off the job next week, and another bill that would mandate 7 sick leave days for rail workers. Both have already passed the House. Sick leave remains a key sticking point in the breakdown of contract talks between unions and freight companies. If workers strike, it could cost the U.S. economy an estimated $2 billion a day. The embattled former CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange that filed for bankruptcy is speaking out on how billions of funds were wiped out.
It's a stunning admission from former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried.
I wasn't spending any time or effort trying to manage risk on FTX.
FTX imploded in a matter of days after it was revealed the cryptocurrency exchange allegedly used deposits to pay creditors at another trading firm. Bankman-Fried, whose fortune disappeared overnight, tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos he wasn't aware of improper use of customer funds.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened.
Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Jobless claims fell last week. 225,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits compared to the week before. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth, and it is a developing story here on KSL News Radio. We are learning today that an 11-year-old girl died in an auto pedestrian crash. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Salt Lake City Police Department Sergeant Mark Wyan. Sergeant, thanks for being with me. Tell us about the details of this crash.
Good afternoon. This investigation started yesterday just after 3:30 when SLC 911 received information about a crash at 2100 East and 1300 South. While our officers responded, we received information that people, some community members on scene, had started emergency life-saving aid, including CPR. By the time we got there, Gold Cross Ambulance and the Salt Lake City Fire Department had transported the 11-year-old girl to a local hospital in critical condition, where she later died. Yeah, and because of the severity of the crash, we secured the intersection, and our crash analysis reconstruction team responded to help with the investigation. The driver of the truck is a 47-year-old man who is remained on scene and is cooperating with the investigation.
Okay. Sergeant, it seems like we have had so many auto pedestrian fatalities this year. Is that just my imagination, or is it a much larger number than we've seen in the past?
I don't have what I can tell you is this is the 24th traffic-related fatality in Salt Lake City's our jurisdiction. And, you know, as we all know, one life lost is one too many. And so this is very tragic. Any loss of life is very traumatic and tragic for those that are involved, you know, but especially, you know, a child, and especially more so during this time of year where we have the holidays fast approaching us. So our hearts go out to everyone involved, the family members, the friends, those that responded to this crash scene. You know, our hearts go out to everyone.
What can we all learn from this as motorists so that we can be more careful so something like this doesn't happen again?
Yeah. What we can learn is we all have, you know, equal stake in using the roads. But, you know, it's just a reminder that, you know, making sure there's no one in those crosswalks, because, again, based on the preliminary information that we have on this crash is that the child was in the crosswalk and the driver was turning from 1300 South to 2100 East. So, you know, it's just a great reminder to make sure that those intersections are clear. Pay attention to, you know, the traffic signals, things like that, to help try to prevent these things from happening.
Sergeant, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Salt Lake City Police Department Sergeant Mark Wyan. KSL News Time, 1219, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Lynn Thomas, what's happening on the roads?
Well, Maria, delay free ride in the noon hour on the freeways along the Wasatch Front. Up in the canyons, in the snow, little and big Cottonwood canyons, they're showing a little bit of wet spots to watch out for as you make your way up or down. Give the gift of time and health this holiday with Fed Up Kitchen. The Black Friday buy 1 4-week program. Get the second 50% off at fedupkitchen.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7A forecast shows another storm on the way. Today, cloudy and windy and mild temperatures, a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, snow develops with temperatures dropping and snow lingers through your Friday morning commute. Then a high of 37 Friday afternoon as the snow moves out. Dry Saturday, upper 30s. 44 Sunday with rain changing to snow as we head into Monday morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 50 degrees. And still to the 7-day forecast, I should say, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We're going to check your money news coming up next. Just a quick look. Looks like a mixed day on the markets, but the Dow right now is down by 200 points. A complete update up next.
Jazz basketball is back. Experience it live at Vivint Arena this season. Call or text 801-355-DUNK or shop online at utahjazz.com. Choose from single game tickets, group packages, premium seating options, and their world-class suites and clubs, or one of their multi-game packages. There's a ticket option that fits your needs and budget. Don't miss a moment of this season and see what Team 49 is all about. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK or at utahjazz.com. Go Jazz!
Attention passengers, this is your pilot speaking. Looks like we're going to have to land immediately. And hurry to the Xfinity Black Friday sale. Folks, we've got clear skies and lots of binge watching ahead. Stream your heart out when you get the ultimate streamer setup. We'll be cruising in so new Xfinity customers can get 400 megabit internet with unlimited data and XFi complete for just $55 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. And a free 4K streaming box included. Plus, for a limited time, get HBO Max included for 1 year. So, sit back and relax with internet made for streaming and access to classic favorites. Flight attendants, prepare for binge watching.
Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Black Friday sale now through December 5th. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Ad-supported plan of HBO Max. After promo, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hi, this is Grant Nielsen for Trajan Wealth. We all need some guidance on how to navigate this difficult inflation environment. Trajan Wealth approaches wealth management by looking at long-term financial objectives rather than day-to-day gyrations in the financial markets. Get in touch with Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. Trajan Wealth has the expertise to answer all your questions about market fluctuations, whether to move investments to safe havens, how to deal with the market uncertainty. As a fiduciary, they always work for your best interest with a proactive, data-driven approach to adjusting portfolios during market turbulence. give them a call at 801-899-7600. TrajanWealth.com. T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com. Your local trusted financial fiduciary. Call 801-899-7600 or TrajanWealth.com. Paid endorsement, no conflicts. Financial advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up or repair or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 1224. On this day, 67 years ago, Rosa Parks was arrested after she refused to give up her seat on a city bus to a white man. Rosa spoke with ABC's Deborah Roberts in 1995 when she was 82 years old. Now, she said she was tired of being treated like a second-class citizen when she chose not to give up her seat.
The real story is that I did not want to be treated in this manner. I didn't feel that it was the right thing for us to be enduring.
Parks told Roberts that she would like to be remembered as someone who wanted to be free and wanted to help others have that same freedom. KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. Some high school athletes are starting to rake in cash from endorsement deals. 19 states now let high school athletes profit from their name, image, and likeness without impacting their ability to play in college. Basketball player Jada Williams from California has been stacking up endorsement deals. The 17-year-old is now pulling in six figures a year. We told you yesterday about some beef between Twitter CEO Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook. Now Musk says they have resolved their misunderstanding after meeting in person. Now the two were reportedly in a disagreement after Musk criticized some of Apple's policies, and Cook said they might pull Twitter off their app store. Amazon says that they've had their biggest Thanksgiving holiday shopping weekend in history. Analysts say a record number of shoppers were looking to score deals in the face of record inflation. Amazon doesn't share how much they make during their sales events, but they did say independent sellers on the platform made more than $1 billion in total sales. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 186 points. It sits at 34,404. S&P down by 2 points. And the NASDAQ, it's up by 20 points. The New York-based Center for Jewish History is launching a project offering DNA testing kits for free to Holocaust survivors and their children. It's an effort to help possibly find family connections torn apart in World War II. The center has allocated an initial $15,000 for the DNA kits in this initial pilot effort, which would cover about 500 of them. It says efforts could be dialed up if enough people are interested. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
From our hearts to yours.
You see smiles. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
$321,000.
Days like these are what makes Utah special. And help the kids at Primary Children's Hospital feel cared for and loved. We're honored to be a part of that kind of generosity at KSL News Radio.
Need new windows? Advanced Window Products is the only local window and door manufacturing company that sells direct to the public. They've been serving Utah for 37 years at Advanced Window Products. All sales and installation are done in-house, so there's no middleman markup. They build it, they install it, and guarantee it for life. High-efficiency replacement windows and doors with lots of colors to choose from, and a lifetime warranty. It's serviced by their local team with labor, glass, and parts included. Advanced Window Products offers the highest quality custom windows in the state of Utah, and you'll save on your energy bill. Plus, rebates are available through Dominion Energy. At Advanced Window Products, financing is available 60-month, 0% interest for a limited time, so buy local and support Utah's economy. Call Advanced Window Products to get 2,000 $1,000 off on 10 windows or more. 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowProductsUSA.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. What's happening, Len?
Well, traffic is marching along with good patterns on the roadways. And in Davis County, a little tight traffic on SR-193 on the south end of the base as you head toward I-15. Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital is building the nation's model health system for children to serve more kids in more communities and more comprehensively than ever before. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have gray skies and windy conditions before the snow arrives. Temperatures today top out in the upper 40s thanks to the southerly wind, but the winds will continue to go strong out of the south at 20 to 30 and gusting to 45, 50 miles an hour this evening and tonight. And then by midnight, the snow starts to roll in as temperatures drop, and we'll see more snow for the morning, affecting that Friday morning commute. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds and 50 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. A member of the Utah Air National Guard has died after a medical emergency in Guam. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with more. Amy?
Maria, a spokesperson with the Guard, says they don't know exactly what kind of medical issue happened. Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Jungle passed away on Tuesday after several days in the hospital in Guam.
He had some internal bleeding issues, which they tried to control, and it ended up kind of getting a little bit worse.
Major Chris Krober says Jungle's wife is also a member of the Utah Air National Guard. She was not a part of this same deployment, but was able to fly out to Guam from Utah in time before her husband died.
These types of things, there's no way that anybody can prepare for them. It's a tragedy, and our hearts really go out to the family.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Service members may have trouble filling their prescriptions starting in the new year.
The health care benefits program for service members and their families is called TRICARE, and it will no longer be accepted at Kroger pharmacies or their affiliates. That's over 2,400 pharmacies across the country. Here in Utah, Kroger is at Smith's locations. Members of the armed forces can go to TRICARE.mil to find places they can get their prescriptions filled using their TRICARE benefits. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
University of Utah police are gathering evidence after hidden cameras were found in the Student Life Center bathrooms. Captain Brian Lorkey with the U of U's Department of Public Safety says the suspect obtained a student ID card to get into the facility.
We are very outraged as a university, as a police department, about this crime. We will not stand for any predatory means upon our students. We want to make sure that we have a lock solid, bulletproof case against this individual and move forward with prosecution.
Lorkey says it only took them about 8 hours to find and arrest 32-year-old Frederick Weitz III. Now, he was booked on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud. Students and gym-goers are reacting to those hidden cameras. Caitlin Campbell says that she works out at the gym every day and said this news is unsettling.
It's such a bummer because that should be the one place that you... there's cameras everywhere, right? It's kind of, that's just how life goes now. But that should be the one place that you shouldn't have to worry.
University law enforcement say they are combing the campus for any other potential devices. Victims are encouraged to call campus police and to reach out to advocates at the Center of Student Wellness and University Safety. KSL's top national stories this hour. Anti-government protests in Iran continue in full force, met with harsh crackdowns by the regime. Some demonstrators have started siding with the U.S. team in their victory over Iran.
The Oslo-based Iran Human Rights Group reporting another brutal killing by the regime's security forces, this time in the northwest. A 27-year-old man shot in the head and killed for what? For honking his horn in support of the U.S. victory over Iran at the FIFA FIFA World Cup. He's one of over 450 civilians killed by the regime in the protests that have swept across Iran now for more than 2 months. Many now watching the fate of the Iranian national soccer team, which has just returned home. Will the players be punished for failing to sing the national anthem at their first World Cup match? Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Word of anti-lockdown protests in China spread on domestic social media for a short period over the weekend, thanks to a rare pause in the cat-and-mouse game that goes on between millions of Chinese internet users and the country's censorship program. Videos of or calls to protest are usually deleted immediately, but at moments of overwhelming public anger, experts say the complex, multi-layered system struggles to keep up. A neighborhood in North Texas was knocked out of bed by an explosion this morning.
In the community of Westworth Village on the edge of Fort Worth, a small wood frame house vanished in an instant, a massive explosion leaving broken lumber and shingles scattered across the street. One person was taken by helicopter to a local hospital in critical condition.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Other national stories KSL is following. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says one of her top priorities is making sure the U.S. government gets funded before a key deadline.
Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her party's main priority right now is keeping the government open past December 16th. She said congressional leaders and top appropriators need to discuss and agree on an omnibus spending agreement soon ahead of the deadline. She also set next Tuesday as the date for the House to consider the Senate-passed marriage equality bill that would protect same-sex marriages nationwide. Pelosi also wished the party's new leadership well for the new term. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
The Senate Agriculture Committee is looking into how to better regulate the digital cryptocurrency marketplace in the wake of the collapse of Bitcoin trading platform FTX. Committee member Rostin Benham says that his agency can't handle the responsibility of monitoring the market alone.
I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
FTX filed for bankruptcy last month. The crash sent shockwaves through the crypto market. FTX is now the subject of a federal investigation and a criminal investigation in the Bahamas, where the company is located. Coming up on KSL, looks like Harry Styles had a great year on Spotify, and a look at your noontime drive.
At the midway point in the noon hour, traffic buffeting along over the Port of the Baton and into the downtown ramps with no delays. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your morning companions, Dave and Dujanovic.
18% of Americans still have credit card debt from last holiday season.
The less prepared I am for the holidays, the more I spend.
They're expanded from 9 till noon. Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? It's natural to think of this as being your money, right? But remember, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. And you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these accounts than you know. A lot more. Learn the strategies that can help you reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL News Radio 1027.
We started going to ActiJoint about 4 years ago. Boy, I wish we would have started 10 years earlier.
When you make a difference in someone's life, they want everyone to know about it. That's what happens for so many who let the ActiJoint Institute help them with their joint issues and pain.
The treatments not only reduced the pain, but the injections gave my knees the opportunity to grow back cartilage.
The ActiJoint Institute delivers the most current research-backed treatments for joint and knee pain. That means the active life you love is the active life you can have again. This is knee pain relief without surgery. That's right, no surgery, no matter what you've been told before.
They don't rely on older, less effective therapies as many medical providers do. They know about the latest studies, and they made us aware of the latest treatments that they offer.
Start today at theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, a Utah family is mourning today after an airman in the Air National Guard passed away in Guam. KSL News Time, 1237. A lot of Spotify users made a visit to Harry's house this year.
Harry Styles, As It was the most streamed song on Spotify this year. Bad Bunny, meanwhile, was the most popular artist for the third year in a row. The Verge's Ariel Shapiro says that data comes from Spotify Wrapped, the company's year-end roundup of users' listening habits.
Over the past 6 years, has become an increasingly big social media event and something that Spotify has completely dominated the market on.
The app also shows users their individual data, including this year, their music personality.
I thought the music personality thing was really smart because people love being categorized. It's why people are drawn to zodiac signs or Hogwarts houses.
Apple Music's Replay and YouTube Music's Recap both came out earlier this week, but Shapiro says
this is something that Spotify does uniquely well.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Forbes magazine's annual 30 Under 30 list is out, and five Utahns made the cut. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The list recognizes trailblazing innovators in 20 different categories across the U.S. and Canada who are working to solve the world's challenges. Among the Utahns included are the founder of Known Medicine, Katie Rose Skelly. She uses machines which can learn and predict outcomes of new cancer drugs. Freestyle skier Alex Hall is the first person to win gold in four different disciplines at the X Games, and a couple of BYU graduates who founded a company to connect young professionals with career coaches. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Garfield County wants to strengthen its year-round tourism by suggesting a change to the calendar. Hugo Ricard Bell explains.
After resident surveys and in-person stakeholder meetings, the Garfield County Office of Tourism has determined that expanding the summer months to include March and November would help increase tourism in the county. Specifically, this study addresses the costs and enthusiasm with expanding this timeline. You can read more if you visit the Garfield County website.
Garfield County would like to establish partnerships with local business and the state to help promote this plan. KSL News Time, 12:39, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Here's Len Thomas.
Hearing in the scanner of a crash near the University of Utah on Wakara Way. We're looking for this in the camera. And in Utah County, a lane closure, southbound US 189 or Provo Canyon at SR 92 in the tunnel. Left shoulder is closed. Homemade for you with love from the Nauvoo. Turkey pot pies, daily soups, hot rolls, sandwiches, and desserts. For lunch or takeout, quick, easy parking, and on your schedule, visit thenauvoo.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the warm before the storm. Windy today with highs in the upper 40s. Then tonight, temperatures drop as the cold front slides through and snow develops. We could see 3 or 4 inches of it by the time we wake up Friday morning, making for another tricky commute. Then Friday afternoon, snow clears with a high of 37. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, dark clouds and 50 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, the college football playoffs are expanding to 12 teams starting 2 years from now. We'll go in depth on that subject right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Diamonds. Everyone loves them, and at Ching Company, we've been experts in the diamond business since 1929. This means we know diamonds better than anyone else. At Ching Company, you can now choose between either a natural or lab-grown diamond for your engagement ring, diamond studs, or diamond pendant. When it comes to our new lab-grown diamonds, we take the same approach we do for all of our diamonds and apply our same superior standards. We work with the best diamond vendors, people who've perfected the art and science of creating gorgeous diamonds in a lab, with the quality we're known for. Then, we hand-select only the best stones cut by the best diamond cutters. Plus, all our diamonds are eligible for our free lifetime warranty and upgrades. We'll show you our huge selection in every price range and help you select the perfect diamond. No matter what you choose, whether it's a natural diamond or a lab-grown diamond, you can be confident that with Shane Company, you're getting the most beautiful diamond.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This year, celebrate the holidays as the Utah Symphony welcomes Broadway star and postmodern jukebox alum, Morgan James. hailed by the Wall Street Journal as one of the most promising young vocalists of the century. Morgan will lift your spirits with a soulful twist on your favorite holiday tunes. Join the Utah Symphony and audience favorite Morgan James December 16th and 17th at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. As the weather gets cold, come inside Marisa Brovnell Hall for a musical treat. Holidays with the Utah Symphony has something for everyone. World-class musicians playing beloved classical music, holiday pops, and family-friendly concerts with the Jolly Man himself. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the health care benefits program for service members and their families is called TRICARE, and it will no longer be accepted at Kroger pharmacies or their affiliates. That's over 2,400 pharmacies across the country. Here in Utah, Kroger is at Smith's locations.
Second, a Utah family is grieving the loss of an airman from the Utah National Guard. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Len Thomas.
Traffic is slowing down northbound on the I-215 East Belt toward the mouth of Parley's. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have windy with mild temperatures before a snowy Friday morning commute. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 50 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In the first state visit since taking office, President Biden is hosting France's Emmanuel Macron at the White House. At a news conference, both leaders renewed their ties as allies and also support for Ukraine against Russia's attacks.
President Macron and I have resolved that we're going to continue working together to hold Russia accountable for their actions and to mitigate the global impacts of Putin's war on the rest of the world.
President Biden also said he would be willing to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin if he showed serious interest in wanting to end the war. The Senate has started the voting process for key measures that would avert a national rail strike. The measures have already passed the House, and one would require union workers and freight companies to adopt a tentative deal. Another bill deals with sick days. A huge red ribbon hangs on the front of the White House today for World's AIDS Day. The annual awareness campaign puts the spotlight on the AIDS pandemic and works to stop new HIV cases. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It's official. The college football playoffs are expanding to 12 teams starting 2 years from now. KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper hosts Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. He says there's a method to the madness.
Well, the big thing, honestly, for college football was revenue, one, and then two, to kind of simmer down conference realignment. You know, because in the summertime, there was a lot of chatter about Pac-12 teams going to the Big 12. And look, that could still be on the table. But I think for leagues like the Pac-12, the Big 12, and on a greater scale, the Big 10 and the SEC, they wanted to make this a national sport. Because right now in college football, it's only a regionalized sport. 17 of the last 32 participants in the playoff have been from the South region. The West is not part of college football's conversation, really, on an annual basis. So to make this a national sport, they needed to make this move. And now every team in college football can say they've got a path to play for a national championship.
Mitch says it's great news for BYU and Utah and maybe Utah State as well.
In this playoff, the six highest rated conference champions will be in the playoff. And pretty much on, I would imagine, with the exception of maybe a few weird years, the Pac-12 champ and the Big 12 champ are going to be in that 12-team playoff. And for a team like Utah State, they also could be in the mix too, because what's interesting about this is for all those years, the teams like BYU and Utah that were the little guy pushing for more access, those teams now have access. So the group of five conferences, they'll produce at least one conference champion. And it's noteworthy because it says in the bylaws with this new playoff, the six highest rated champions. So in theory, it could be, you know, two conference champions from the group of five could get in the playoff. It's unlikely, but at least one will be there. So even a Utah State could say to their team going into a year, they've got a path potentially to the playoff.
Plancy says the move potentially brings postseason action a little closer to home.
First rounds, we could see a game in December at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, at Rice-Eccles Stadium against an SEC team or a Big Ten team. We could see that happen. So the first round is going to be on home venues.
Quarterfinals, semifinals would take place in traditional bowl games, and the championship would take place in different cities with a bidding process much like the Super Bowl. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time, 1249.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.